All right, we're ready. We have Ricky. Who else is here?
Yo, it's Ricky. What's up?
Hey, Ricky, who's there with you?
Ron and Ralph.
Ricky, Ron, and Ralph. Okay. Are you guys coming here, what?
July
19th, I believe it is.
All right, July 19th in Baltimore. How many dates you guys doing this summer?
We got 28 right now. We might add a few more, you know, towards beginning of fall, something like that. But right now, it's 28.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Wow,
man, you guys are working hard, man.
Man, we stay working. We love what we do, so we try to keep ourselves in shape so we can, you know, we can just remain out here on the road giving the people what they want.
How do you explain New Edition not really being an oldies act? You guys are still contemporary.
I think it has a lot to do with what inspired us in the very beginning was just to perform. I mean, coming from Boston, we didn't really know the first thing to do as far as getting a record deal. What inspired us was to be on stage performing, hearing the girls scream and being sharp like the Temptations, the Dramatics, and all the groups that inspired us back in the day. And
so can we speak to Ralph?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm right here. I can barely hear you on this bus, man.
Hey, Ralph, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, man, it's really good to speak to you. You guys have been working every year since you've been around. You guys don't get much time off, do you?
Nah, man, I was just talking to my wife the other day about how much I've been away from home and haven't really had a lot of time to spend with her and the kids like I want to. So, you know, it's just one of those things, man. But this is my passion. This is what I really enjoy doing. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to still do it, you know.
Is it a grind for you to get out there on the bus and knock out these dates? Because I know you guys are traveling a lot by bus this year.
It is, man, but it's been fun. You know, I've been out with Heads of State, Bobby and Johnny for a while. I've been out by myself for a while. So, you know, coming back with all the fellas and BBD, with Ron, Mike, and Ricky, we haven't been able to really hang and be around each other, but it's been fun being able to do that again with everybody. And just getting to know all the cats again as grown men. You know, we it's not like we don't know and see and talk to each other throughout the years.
Right.
Just in this way, when we're able to do this, it's always a lot more special when we can move around and do things together.
And just to be clear, it's going to be all six members of New Edition on the tour, right?
Absolutely. That's actually the name of the tour, the All Six Tour.
Oh, man, I love it. And is there one more guy there we can talk to?
Ronnie?
Yeah, we got DeVoe here. DeVoe's in the building. Hold on one second.
All right.
Yo, what's the deal? What's the deal?
Hey, man, thanks for taking a minute to talk to us. All right, so what do you guys have in store for all your loyal fans?
Oh, yeah, we're giving them all the classics, man. I'm just, like, excited about the fact that we have history as a group, New Edition, and the classic hits that, you know, we've been able to put out over the years, but the depth that we have in the group and, you know, the fact that we were able to branch out and do individual things and have just as much success. So you have to be able to put all that on the stage in one night. And we're just kind of changing some stuff up this time around. There's a lot of fans out there that go to multiple New Edition shows, and we love the fact that they follow us and, you know, support us so strong. But we had to switch it up for them this time. Just when they start, they would know what song we were going into next. It's a whole new ballgame.
He said,
That they want to hear for sure.
All right, Ronnie, how does it feel to still make grown women act like little girls after all these years?
Oh, I love it. really one of the reasons why we do what we do. We have a love for it. I mean, we were born for this. It's like it runs through our veins. It's our lifeline. It's in our DNA. But when we hear the roar of the crowd and when we, you know, kind of interact with people on social media and, you know, that face-to-face interaction with people when they're telling us, you know, how they've been following us and, you know, how we've gotten them through, you know, trying times or how they had 3 and 4 babies. We done increased the population over the world, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just amazing. And the one different thing about things now, when we first came out initially, it was all the ladies were at the concert. And some of the guys were there, you know, because they knew the ladies were going to be there. But, you know, they had their arms folded, like, whatever. You know, my
right.
Girls got all y'all's posters on the wall, whatever, blah, they ski. But now, the guys are singing the songs just as loud as the ladies at
right,
the show,
right.
Man. So, I mean, it's just incredible. It's a full circle situation.
All right, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We're out of time, but we'll look forward to seeing you guys in July and continued success to you.
Man, appreciate you, man. Go on ahead and get them tickets because you know we did the view earlier today, man. They selling fast now, so get them now while they're there.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
All right, thank you.
Once again, that was Ralph, Ricky, and Ronnie of New Edition. All six of the guys coming to town July 19th at the Baltimore Arena. Don't miss it. We're Magic 95.9.